Watching the protests in Ferguson, some people have said there's more media here than protesters. Hundreds of journalists have come to Ferguson. One was Reason TV's Paul Dietrich. So you've covered other protests. This one was different.
I think this one was different only because I think the Ferguson Police Department was not ready for this magnitude of a protest. They were not ready for the amount of people and how angry they would be.
Few small-town police departments would be.
Yeah, exactly. I'm from Los Angeles. We've had a ton of protests over the years, but at least in the last 20 years, we've had the Rodney King riots, and everybody remembers the Rodney King riots just because it was so prevalent and it was in the news every day. And the LAPD has taken precautions over the years to make sure that they know how to handle a riot, and they know how to put police officers on the ground in plain clothes, how to surround an area, how to push protesters in the way that they should go.
And you sensed sort of a confusion among these police officers as they pushed you around?
Well, they didn't push me around. I was there for the 2 days when everything was quiet. It was right after they gave security over to the highway patrol. But I sense confusion in the idea that the information that they didn't give out right after the incident.
They didn't name the officer.
They didn't name the officer.
Could have protected him. Even if they named him,
that's true. And they didn't give out details about what was going on. And that left a vacuum for everybody else to, you know, put speculation in, put facts here and there. It drove a horse race in cable news to find any facts at all, or even just with people tweeting on the internet.
And there was a lot of antagonism between reporters and the police. Here's an example of the Ferguson police coming into conflict with reporters. A local McDonald's was a popular hangout for the media because it has free wireless and cheap food, too. At one point, police entered McDonald's and told the reporters, just get out.
Stop videotaping. Let's grab our stuff and go. Let's go. You can move. Let's go. Move.
Sir, please.
Let's move. Let's move. Let's move this way.
That video was shot by Wesley Lowery, a Washington Post reporter who was arrested after that. And he says he and another reporter, Ryan Riley, were roughed up.
Ryan was slammed into a door. I was thrown up into a fountain soda machine because we weren't leaving a private establishment fast enough and had the audacity to videotape police officers.
So let me take the police side here. Some of you reporters are not barely reporters, a bunch of lefty activists who are probably really obnoxious to police. Who's right?
Well, people with publishing capabilities, which seems to be everyone these days with cell phone cameras and the ability to publish on the internet, they're all right. They all have First Amendment rights. And it gets into a tough situation when you're trying to control a protest. I understand that. But going through a McDonald's and getting rid of Huffington Post and Washington Post reporters, it just seems crazy. It really comes down to the militarization of police there.
And there was nothing going on at that McDonald's at the time. It was an attitude.
Mm-hmm. It's the mentality officers bring to the streets that they can do anything in the middle of a disaster. And they just go after reporters, just clamping down on First Amendment rights. That's a First Amendment right violation.
On the other hand, they have a tough job, and a lot of them are scared, and sometimes things are being thrown, and bullets are flying. Thank you, Paul, of wonderful Reason TV on the web.